Hold up. When the last time you got an episode of the GSPN podcast? We got to do something special for this shit. Turn me up.
Woke up and lit my smoke up. I took a shit and then I rolled up and lit the smoke up. It's time to spit. Yeah, we was broke, but that shit never broke us. We laid traps out for the rats and sprayed at the roaches. Yikes, life hit us hard, nigga, Iron Mike. But I was a rider, baby, tiny tyke. Money was tight, now we alright, and these hoes bite. They treat my dick like it's a bike, right? I am that nigga, no shipping fee on these bitches, but that box got delivered. None of my shit get repo, because I stay out my feelings. I have no dealings with drugs, because being dope is big business. Nice, I put up points while these niggas booing. You trying to sleep like Claude Banks and I got something brewing. She spread her legs like MJ and I just do it. I'm on my bullshit today, is you Patrick Ewing? Flight, my shit slap, R.I.P. to Ike. Don't wife a bitch who make you clap so the post get likes. Stayed at my post all night till my dough was right. My practice session's like a game night.
Welcome back to the GSPN podcast. I am your host. I hope you know my name. Since we last recorded these, though, I have actually become a wee bit of a celebrity, but this ain't about me. This is about the GSPN podcast recording a new episode, and I got a special guest on today. When you boosting it back up, you have to bring the best that you can get, and the best that GSPN has to offer, unfortunately for me, is one man by the name of Lakes. And I got him on the podcast today. Lakes, can you hear me?
Are we live?
We are live. It ain't going to be live when they hear it, but it's live for us.
We live, baby. It's been so long. So much to talk about. I'm excited to do this, man. Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's get into it, man. I'm ready.
You ready? Okay, well, let's see. We could really start. Let's see where we should start. The Celtics. Well, it's been a lot that went on.
There's only one place we could start. Let's just cut the malarkey. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go on and get into it. We saw what happened yesterday, man. The Lakers went down 0-3. And let's just have a little chat about this because Bub actually just tagged me saying, hey, Lakers in seven, Lakers in seven. Listen, man. I already said it that after the game last night, I said, hey, all things considered, we had a really good season, all things considered. Now, Laker fans – and LeBron fans, because those are two different fans. Let's get that out there.
That's very much true.
But both, you know, they don't want to hear that. You know, Laker fans don't want to hear that it's over, and LeBron fans don't want to hear it's over. But let me tell y'all something. It's over, okay? and it's nothing wrong with that, okay? Listen. The Denver Nuggets, listen, bro, people have been sleeping on the Nuggets all season. This is a fact. They've been good all season, and they got no respect. So I'm not shocked that people are still saying, oh, man, you know, Lakers can still win it. And some people, you know, your haters are saying, oh, man, how they losing to the Denver Nuggets? What you mean, how they losing to the Denver Nuggets?
Have everybody you the lost Denver to Nuggets? The Nuggets all fucking year. People been
all
losing
year.
To the Denver Nuggets.
They got the number one seed for a reason. So, you know, in my eyes, if you look at how we started the year till even when we made them trades, LeBron got hurt. Remember?
Yeah.
So people would still say, well, shit, they still ain't going to make it, right?
Yeah.
Not only did we make it, we're in the Western Conference Finals as we speak.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, it was a great year, all things considered. But it's just not our year. In my
opinion. What, Lakes? You know this from our long decade worth of history in GSPN. If it's one thing I hate to do, it's to agree with you. And I want people to put something in perspective, because I know the Lakers as a franchise, people look at them and y'all just have this feeling of what you're supposed to do. And you combine that with LeBron, and then his fans, like you said, it's two different fan bases, and they coming together and they saying what we are supposed to do. But I want to tell y'all something about what's supposed to happen. The Houston Rockets of James Harden and CP3 are gone. The Portland Trailblazers are no longer a contender. But way back when they were making it to conference finals, both of those teams, the Denver Nuggets were lingering around. The Denver Nuggets have been lingering around for 5-6 years, and they've had majority the same core. It's a few pieces change. I'm not trying to act like they didn't make changes, but it's been the same core for 4 or 5 years. They're the number one seed in the West. Their chemistry, the Lakers put this team together, and they was the 13th seed, and they made it to the 7th seed, and they're in the Western Conference Finals. And arguably their leader, give or take which night you're talking about, is a 20-year veteran. The Lakers aren't supposed to be here. They have overachieved by making it to this point. Denver is the number one seed. They've been together for years. As Lakes would say, it's time. This right. is what's supposed to happen.
Right.
Even the Lakers having good games with them is a testament to how good, I'm going to give your boy credit, Anthony Davis has been damn good considering what Jokic is capable of doing, you know what I mean, and what the Denver Nuggets represent. Vanderbilt, D'Lo, Schroeder, maybe I give Schroeder a little more credit because he already played with y'all before, but a lot of those guys, y'all ain't been together the amount of time that the Nuggets have been together, so to even be sitting in the Western Conference Finals with the number one seed having some games that were winnable, though you're down 0-3, all three were winnable. This ain't like the Golden State series where one team that blew the other one out back and forth. These have all been close games at some point late. They all been close.
Hey, I said that on the game thread. One of them, I said, hey, man, we had opportunities. We didn't capitalize. We missed open shots. That, you know, them shots are critical. When you talk about a shot that'll bring you, say you down three, a shot that will tie the game, or a shot that will give you the lead, you know, stuff like that, you know, they missed them. You know, and they were open. You know, I saw AD miss one. This was game two. He made a three. AD, I'm talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had another wide open look. He took it and he missed it. I think that would have either tied it or we took the lead. We all have heard multiple memes. I mean, we all have saw multiple memes and stuff talking about LeBron, his threes just off, you know. So,
and they wasn't even off yesterday. He finished out that third quarter great on from three. And I didn't want him to shoot, but he was great from three at the end of that third quarter. He kept y'all in it.
Hey, man, listen. The Denver Nuggets are a better team. Anybody who watching the games, you can see that.
Let me ask you a question. How long has Mike Malone been the coach of the Nuggets?
That's a good question. I don't know off the top of my head. But I do know he was their coach when we played him in the Western Conference Finals in the bubble, which we will get to very soon. But we're going to keep talking about what we're talking about. But I
Hellas,
do. So,
right?
so at least that long. Right, so that's what
I think it's been 10 years. I think he's been there 10 years. I'm not sure though. So
he's been there 10 years.
I might be wrong, but y'all look it up when y'all listen to this. Tell me how long. But whatever the number is it greater than one?
Oh, absolutely.
It's greater than one, and he was the coach somewhere else. Was it, I think Sacramento or somewhere else? Mike Malone was the coach. I'm not sure. How long has Darvin Ham been a coach?
A coach, I don't know. A head coach, not even a full year.
Months.
Right.
So you got a coach. So you got a guy that's been a coach for months, and y'all got a roster that y'all had for even less months. And you was a 13th seed sitting in the Western Conference Finals battling the number one seed. Even if you get swept, I say that's a motherfucking win, bro.
Right. Now, I will say this now. We ain't got no business getting swept. We need to go ahead and win that game on Monday. And make, I mean, I don't mind losing, okay? You don't win every year. But getting swept, we're a little better than that now.
Are you?
We need to go on and win that game on Monday. And we can't win. Like you just said, all the games been close. We just mm-hmm. got, you got to have some pride at that point. Like, man, I ain't trying to get swept. So, you know, I don't want to, I want to win on Monday. I don't want to get swept. I don't that's mind losing.
But that's love. No that's your sweat. Heart fucking with you. Your heart fucking with you. You probably finna get swept, Blakes. And let me tell you.
We ain't getting
You getting swept. Man. You trying to get back to Denver. You gonna if they only thing that's gonna happen if you go back to Denver, they're gonna bash your fucking head to you.
Hey, that's all right. It's better to get swept. I don't want to get swept. I don't want to do that.
I want you cool to get swept. That. I can't wait to have my problem. I hope you get swept.
I do want to comment on something you said. Because that brings me to something I wanted to talk about anyway. You said, you know, Denver maybe has made a few changes, but for the most part, it's the same core, you know. And that leads me into what I wanted to talk about, and which is the bubble. Because I have been waiting and waiting and waiting to unleash this opinion and some facts in here, too. On GSPN. Now,
take us away.
Now, I have been probably the strongest proponent of the bubble. That it counted. It was basketball. It was real. I even said it during when it was happening. I said, it is different. I will give you that. It's obviously very different. Mm-hmm. But to say it's less than or greater than to me is unfair. It's different is what you could say it was. But you can't really put you as a fan or a consumer of basketball, you can't have an opinion on how tough or how not tough it was. To me, only the players and the coaches can tell you how tough it was. Because they had to go actually do it. Okay? So, now let's get to a few things. Because every time I said, hey, all four teams from the bubble are going to be in the conference finals this year. I said that in the second round. I called it. And I said that when it happened, I'm about to get on a few of y'all. And their response was, it has nothing to do with it. One has nothing to do with the other because the teams have changed. Now, stop right there. Mm-hmm. Stop right there. All of them who said that, what do you mean by that? Because if you want to get technical, every team changed. So for my example, are the 2017 Warriors and the 2018 Warriors the same team or not? And I'm asking you, what do you think?
The 2017 and 18, you said?
Right, Warriors. That won back-to-back championship. Is that the same team or not?
When you put the years that close together, it complicates the question more for me. Because, like, to your bubble point, 20 and 23.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
They
it's a little more further apart.
I can definitely say, no, those are not the same teams. And then the player names, and then what I can see was being done with the personnel versus what you have personnel-wise now, different coaches, different coach at the same time. And
Which team got a different coach? The Lakers and the Celtics, right?
Yep, both of them.
Right. Joe Mazzulla was on the Celtics staff at that point, though, wasn't he?
I believe so. I would have to check.
All he did was get promoted.
And wasn't even by design.
Right. All he did was get promoted. So, but this is the point. Okay, those are 2 years.
Yeah, but go ahead. But the 17, 18.
Okay, but
I'm a little conflicted.
My point is, was the rosters exactly the same?
I don't believe so.
No, they were not.
No, they're not.
They were not. Are the 1996 Bulls and the 1998 Bulls exactly the same?
No, because when people say who the greatest team ever, they say the 96 Bulls. They don't say
right. There were small moves. Every year, teams make small moves. But what, as basketball fans, do we look at? We're looking at the core unit. Are the 2007 Spurs the same team as the 2003 Spurs?
No.
But the core unit is the same.
Yes, yes.
The core is the same.
Yes.
And so when you look at the Miami Heat, the Denver Nuggets, and the Boston Celtics, the core of those three teams are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Am I lying? Am I telling the truth?
That's factual.
The core of those three teams are exactly the same.
That's factual.
The only team that made major changes is the Lakers. Now let's talk about that.
Okay.
The Lakers had to make drastic roster changes because they made one of, I'm not even going to say one of, the worst trade in Laker history by trading for Russell Westbrook.
Wow.
They had to make major changes. But the funny part is, the core unit is still the same. It's Bron and AD. Now, all the
people. I'm sorry, Lakers, real quick. I'm sorry, just real quick. Because, like I told you, I have a problem with this. This shit is kind of making me sick. Immediately after this, can we talk about something we disagree on?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
I know what that is.
Yeah, because us agreeing, this shit going to drive me fucking crazy because. Yeah, that Russell Westbrook shit.
Bro, I deleted my... Listen, man. I told any and everybody, bro, before they made the trade... Here, because I don't know if you was in the group when this was going on, but when those rumors were starting to spread, right, that the Lakers were interested in Russell Westbrook, I was saying they were not going to make that trade. That trade makes no sense at all. And I could tell you, what's the dude's name? Terrence, whatever. Terrence Washington,
yeah.
Roe Fuller, Mike Green,
uh-oh.
Julius Riviera. Yeah, I'm calling
them
names.
Call them out.
I'm calling names. A few more.
Tag them with your name.
Bub, he was a part of it.
Whoa, okay, Lakes, you got, okay, listen. You went up to like an 11 there when you said Bud, you gotta stay at like a 6 or okay. A 7. But you
could, it's early.
Yeah, it's early. You got a little. That one got you hype. I could tell your blood got to pumping when you said his name.
It did. I'll admit it. So, but my point is, all of them were saying, man, how is it like? Hey, they telling me to shut up. Yeah, shut up. Why don't you leave Laker Nation when we get Westbrook? Because don't come back when they win the championship. This is what they were saying. This is facts. This there are files. We got files. I'm laughing at them like, y'all really believe that? And I'm supposed to, and listen, I'm not saying I'm the smartest. I don't know everything. And I respect GSPN members' knowledge of the game. But that made me question your knowledge of the game, that you believe that's going to work. And they truly did. Now, when it went south, as I said it would multiple times, their response to that was the only reason they didn't make it with Westbrook that year is because Anthony Davis got hurt again. Well. Did you know? I'm gonna use your line, Droop. Fun fact: did you know that the year following the bubble championship 2020-2021, Anthony Davis played like 40-something regular season games. He played less games than he played the year with Westbrook.
Right, and that was Lakers, a rough year, though.
If you and hold on, though. But the Lakers still made the playoffs? Did you know that?
I know they made the playoffs, but I didn't know that he played. I didn't ever know that.
Oh, yeah. Not only that, LeBron James, he played more games the year with Westbrook than he did the year before after the bubble, and they still made the playoffs. Did you know that? So, wasn't the point of bringing Russell Westbrook in was so the team could continue to win games if AD or LeBron got hurt?
Yeah.
So, if AD was the reason they didn't make it because he got hurt, how did they make it the year before when he missed even more games? Can a Westbrook fan who's going to hear this, can you explain that to me, please?
Yeah, Drew, can you explain that to him, please?
Yeah, so somebody please explain that to me. But that's not the point I'm making. Back to what I was trying to say about the bubble.
Drew, I told you about Russell Westbrook, though. I told you about Russell Westbrook 12 years ago.
We've been telling them about Russell Westbrook forever, man. They just don't care.
This is what I'm gonna tell you. This is what I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna leave myself vulnerable here. Jermaine, Drew, Jarrell, I was totally against Russell Westbrook for a certain reason 11, 12 years ago. They talked to me, and I let these boys convince me that he could possibly be something else. So if you check certain files, I didn't go through and delete nothing. You'll hear me talking, trying to give a look. I might not go full-blown Westbrook fan, but it is files in GSPN with me trying to, you know, be like, nah, Westbrook, you know what I'm saying? He all right. He just blah, blah, blah. Because I'm listening to other people. But the reason I can tell y'all this so confidently is because Drew, Jermaine, and Jarrell will all be able to tell you when they was telling me, nah, man, he just young. Jermaine, that's Jermaine. He just young, man. You got to give him some time to grow. Jermaine, he ain't playing smart basketball. I ain't never saw a motherfucker do that at the end of a game and you up four. And the first thing you do is run down the court and shoot a three with 20 seconds left on the clock. You just gave him another shot at the win. You had it wrapped up. All you both do is just run in a circle or something till you get fouled. You know that from playing the goddamn video game. I've never been an athlete, but it's certain things that you're supposed to know. You know what I'm saying?
Man, 100%. Listen. I'm trying to stay on topic, but to your point.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
I apologize. But to your point, though, I remember a game in 2014. I know I'm going far back, where the Oklahoma City Thunder was playing the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference Finals. San Antonio lost Tony Parker in the first quarter. He got injured. This was a game six. If San Antonio wins, they go to the finals. If OKC wins, they force a game seven. This game is in Oklahoma City. Russell Westbrook, remember there's no Tony Parker out there, was god awful. I don't know the stats, but just trust me when I tell you, he was horrible. At that point, I knew this team will never win a championship. I knew right then and there, watching that game. I can't go in specifics. I would have to go remind myself. I have to go watch some stuff. But I just remember, y'all can pull it up. He was hard. I think the game went into overtime. He did something. I don't know if it was a turnover, a horrible shot, something that Westbrook is known for. You know what I'm saying? But back to my point about the bubble, I want to make this point. Because, like I said, the only team that really changed rosters was the Lakers. Yes, they have a new team. But the point I was trying to make is, when I was bringing up the record they had the year before Westbrook, that they still made the playoffs even when they got hurt, the Lakers this year it is set in stone. The Lakers' formula is to put good, solid role players around AD and LeBron. That is how we succeed. When we won the chip, who was the third star on that team? Was it KCP? He had a big game.
I just like, you know, I fucked
with Rondo. Was it Rondo?
Yeah, I fucked with Rondo. So I was going, yeah.
But KCP played more minutes than Rondo. Look it up. And yeah, I can show you a game in the finals where KCP went nuts. KCP playing for Denver right now going nuts.
Yeah, he I ain't battling you on it. I'm not battling you on it.
Right. No, but I'm saying there really wasn't a third star. It was just a good – it's a good roster.
Yeah, yeah. And when you think about what y'all was able to do down low with just having the presence of Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee, I think it was.
Come on.
It's a different – because imagine if you had Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee right now at that year.
They would be garbage.
Yeah, I'm saying not today at the age they are today. I'm saying of that time, it would be a different game right now.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree. I think this roster is great. It's just like you said. What I said it on the game thread. What this roster is missing is because I will say this. AD and LeBron were closer. Definitely LeBron was closer to his prime in 2020. Thanks. It's not the same player for real as far as he goes, but I think he still is good enough to – I mean, we're in the Western Conference Finals. That's how good he still is. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. And AD is a beast. So the fact that we look at them like a combination still.
Exactly.
And some people say LeBron is the lead. Some people say AD is the lead. That's and you're 20, it can only be a credit to what LeBron is, no matter which LeBron side you think it is.
LeBron is the leader. We're not even going to – y'all know me. Come on. I don't even got to get into detail. But we're not going to sit here in front. The leader of the team is LeBron James. And until he is either on another team or retires, he's going to be the leader. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be the best player to be the leader. Absolutely. I think on All the Smoke or one of them, shout out to them, say half the time the best player is not the leader of your team. And these are role players saying that. So they're going to know. You know what I'm saying? They weren't superstars. So, and LeBron on some nights is still the best player. You know, listen, LeBron and see –
there's video of Michael Jordan sitting at an interview and they ask him, what does his team need? And he says, we need to bring in a leader. Michael Jordan had his own mouth. That's out his own mouth. So,
what year was that?
1987, 88, around there. I think it's right after the All-Star game. Matter of fact, now that I've opened my mouth and said that should be my duty to find it. I'm going to get it.
Yeah, post that in the group. I want to see that.
He didn't only say a leader. So I'm not trying to say that's all he said, but he said a guy that can do this, get more points, and blah 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 blah. But he did in fact say we need a leader. So you don't have to be. Everybody got a job, and that's why I say, bro, I don't even like it when they get to talking about this individual shit. When you watch basketball, football, anything that's a team sport, I won't even limit it to basketball. When you really watch this shit, you see that if that guy over there just don't do his job, you ain't gonna win a motherfucking thing. It don't matter what you do.
Facts. And see, and that also goes to, and I hate this too, these, and I fell into the trap too, but it was because of GSPN. It wasn't my fault. It was their fault. Okay? But these stat numbers watching motherfuckers, bro. I am so sick of that.
Nigga, like, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. You talking about my people. What you got to say?
Listen, bro. And I posted this on a game thread with Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson said it. They was talking about in game two. Now, this was only in the first half now. So I'm going to preface the comment by saying that. But they're like, listen, Anthony Davis is going like 1 of 5, and he got like 3 points, 5 points, something like that. But they was like, but hold on though. He has been playing very well though. You can't always run to the stat sheet. You gotta see how the game is flowing, how he is impacting the game. Mm-hmm. Some everything don't show up on the stat sheet.
That's a fact.
Any real hoop fan knows that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so sick of, well, he getting cooked because so-and-so got, and he might not even be guarding him. But you're going to say he cooking him. Like, y'all got to stop it. AD, you just said it. Everybody got a job. Y'all have seen how the Lakers have gotten this far, right? What is AD's job? His job is to protect the paint and anchor the defense. That is his job. Now, do we need his scoring? Some nights, yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Not every night. Every night we don't need it. Because it's been proven because we've won games where he didn't score 20 points, but he dominated defensively. And that's even before the playoffs. I can show you a game against the Warriors on ABC where AD had his stat line looked horrible, but he dominated the game defensively and we won. So my point being, like, you can't always like say, well, so-and-so trash because he only, like, I look at a player like a Kevin Love also, right? Who's been a hot topic with Ramon Nelson. He think he trash, and we're saying, nah, he still got some juice. Kevin Love has affected the Miami Heat tremendously. If you're watching the Heat, I know a lot of people might be skipping those games. Y'all just want to see the Lakers and LeBron, but I'm watching both. Mm-hmm. Kevin Love has been a huge asset to the Miami Heat. His leadership, he's spreading the floor. He's still a good rebounder. He's a smart player. Mm-hmm. His outlet passes, but his stat sheet ain't going to look that great.
Yep, yep.
You know what I'm saying? So people just have to get out of that mindset.
Let me say something else too, bro, just to add on real quick to what you just said, because you brought up the Miami Heat. Just, I think yesterday or the day before, I tell these niggas, you know, I was wrong about Eric Spoelstra.
Because I saw that.
I watched that game. I straight watched that game, bro. And for the reason that you just said, it's like, when you look at I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, right? We was up on the Miami Heat late in the goddamn play-in that could have kept them out the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler is my former player. Mm-hmm. I'm paying very close attention to this series. And I said what I said about Eric Spoelstra. He in his third conference finals after the Heatles. And you tell me who the second best player is he had in that time frame. It's like the Miami Heat, they doing this injured, right? Yep. And I'm not going to – and this too, I don't want to say that circumstantially they didn't catch some breaks too. I'm aware that Giannis got hurt. That's a big deal.
What that means?
Yeah,
no, it's not a big deal.
I'm just saying I factually understand it, but I'm saying despite that, it's still okay to when you really pay attention, because for the reasons you just said, I am a stat guy because production is production. When you don't get to see a player, the only reason you give Wilt Chamberlain the respect you give him is because you know, you see them fucking numbers and you don't necessarily know what moves he did and the moments and how much time was on the clock. You don't necessarily know none of that. But you just know when you see that goddamn number, ain't no way he wasn't working his ass off. You don't get 58, you don't get 58 points without doing some crazy shit. You know that much. So
I'll say this, and I want you to continue your point. I actually do know those moments. But most people do not. I agree. Go ahead.
Yeah, most people, the common, you know what I mean? You're yeah. a fucking super fucking fan.
Right. I know.
He got the videotapes. Yo, fucking, you got an archive.
hey, side note. Hey, these are facts right now. I'm about to say, word to my father's grave. Hey, I was watching the Bill Russell documentary on Netflix, and I encourage all y'all to go check it out, yesterday, right before the game started. So, like, it's actually fresh on my brain, like, right now. You know what I'm saying? But
well, I can't know watch it. You said it's on Netflix.
Yeah,
it says
yeah,
on Netflix, yeah. And I really don't say their name on here no more right now because I'm in a beef with them because I contacted them about getting a Netflix special deal with me and Mike Favor. And I was like, yeah, I got Drew 314 and Mike Favor. We killing it on the comedy scene. We trying to get a deal, and they was like, who the fuck is a Drew?
They tried to play you.
They played me hard. They was like, boy, if you don't get the fuck out of office. So we don't say that. Mike Favor, my dude, Mike Favor is killing it out there on the comedy scene. I just want to make sure I get this nigga is a fucking beast. I never get tired of this joke. I gotta say this, and I'm gonna say this forever. This is a terrible joke. But every time I see him, it's like when you see him doing this thing, it's hella wild that he do stand up, but he can't stand up.
Stand up.
That shit is crazy. Yeah. I'm just trying to provoke him so he'll roast me. He's so nice of a guy. But I like getting roasted, so maybe he'll roast me off this shit. But what the fuck was I saying about the goddamn, I forgot what you threw me the fuck off, Lakes.
You were saying you only know by the production you see on Wilt's statue.
Yeah, and taking that back to Eric Spoelstra. So I do use the numbers a lot because though they don't tell everything, they tell something, and what they tell can't be taken away because they do say something. But the factually, like you said, they don't tell everything. And when you watch these fucking Miami Heat, dude, fuck whether they win or not, the ring is just one team going to get it, but it's 30 motherfucking teams. Out of them 30 teams, it's hella teams that are beat ass all over this planet on other places, and it's just that this is just the best of the best. But the Miami Heat, dog, Eric Spoelstra got these boys. When you think about attitude, and we always be talking shit, talking about don't nobody play like the 90s and blah, 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 blah. The Miami Heat kind of giving niggas that, and niggas won't even watch them.
Facts. Big facts. I'm going to tell you this, and I said it on the game thread, and I'm going to say it here on this podcast. Jimmy Butler has been the best player in the playoffs by far.
Big fact. By far. It ain't. No. Wait. No.
By far.
No.
I'm not putting nobody with him right now.
No.
Not the Joker. Nope. Not Joker either.
Nope. All right. Debate. In the comment section.
Nope. Not has been.
Well, you're going to tell why, but we're going to make sure in the comment section, y'all, I want y'all to, that's the debate. Who has been the better player in the playoffs? As of right now, Miami Heat are up 2-0 on the Celtics, headed back to Miami. Yoke is up 3-0 on the Lakers. We game 4 in L.A. As of this moment, not after finals, right now, in that moment, who has been the better player in the playoffs? Boom, go. And then, Lakes, you continue.
Okay. I'm going to tell you why it's Butler, by far. Who was the best player on Denver the last two games?
The best player on Denver?
I'm a Lakers fan. I'm gonna tell you who it's been. Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray. This man has destroyed us. And I knew this was coming because I told somebody this during the regular season. And this is before and after the trade. The Lakers play the Kings a lot, if y'all don't know. We play them like 4 times every year.
Sometimes 5.
Sometimes 5, exactly. See, you know. Every time we play them, Darren Fox, he be out there looking like Allen Iverson. He just be destroying us. We have no answer for that dude, bro. And I actually wanted to play the Warriors more than the Kings for that reason. I promise you. because I knew the Warriors was fragile. They had a rocky season. They've been up and down. They were a terrible road team. Like, I just knew that would be a better matchup for us than seeing that dude again. Him specifically, De'Aaron Fox. Because we couldn't do nothing with him.
Nobody could.
Right now, Jamal Murray is doing the same thing. We don't have an answer for him. That's why I say we're not going to win this series, bro. We're just not. We're not gonna beat this team four times in a row. It would be a great story, but I don't see that happening. Jamal Murray is nice. Jamal Murray was hurt the last 2 years, but the last time we saw him, he was hooping just like he's hooping right now in the bubble, and then in the first part of the season afterwards before he got hurt. We was all like, damn, where did this come from? And people were saying it was a fluke because it was in the bubble. Let's talk about it. And here he is doing it again.
Can I take a second to go back in Laker history? Let's get in the time machine. Let's go back in time. And tell you something about when you've been watching the playoffs for a long time, you understand these little nuances. We're going to pick a famous one so everybody can understand what I'm saying. You love Kobe Bryant, right?
You know it.
Kobe Mamba. Bryant, great player, right?
Great player.
You can't ask him to do everything, though, right? You agree? Well, you can't ask him to do everything. He already, whatever Kobe Bryant is doing for you is already more than the average motherfucker could do. So you can't ask him to do no more. So when you're sitting in the NBA Finals and you've been resting for days, and they say after a while, rest ain't rest, it's rust. So you've been sitting for days, and the Philadelphia 76ers, they've been having an incredible route to the Finals. They are battle-tested. They done been in 2 Game 7s already. These motherfuckers, they only got one main way they can score. It's a few other guys that could do some other things. Shout out to McKee. Shout out to Eric Snow.
Right.
Mutombo. So they, you know, it takes a team. But everybody know where they getting their points from.
AI.
Everybody know. You can't ask Kobe to do that. Kobe can't do that. That's not a slight to Kobe. This is the same nigga years later, you know, years before, he bust Michael Jordan's ass. And y'all love to say how great Michael Jordan is defensively. AI bust his ass. It wasn't nothing he could do with him.
Wasn't nothing he could do. You can't stop it.
It is what it is. However, somebody whose name I didn't know very well at the time, Phil Jackson, say, hey, Ty Lue, not Coach Ty Lue, but just player Ty Lue. Get in there, and y'all got the same hairstyle, so shit. You about the same height. Just stay with him. Just follow him.
Just follow him.
Now, they're going to take a picture of you. They're going to take a picture of you because he's going to do you something bad. At some point, he's going to do you something bad. The moment that he did you, the baddest happened in game one, and they won that game in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. You won the motherfucking game in L.A. After that, the Lakers did what we all assumed that they was going to do.
Right.
But Ty Lue, we'll talk Shaq and Kobe because we all like the stars. But I don't know what happens to the Lakers if they don't have Ty Lue on that team.
I'll take you one further, bro.
Come on.
Because I'm a super fan. In the next game, you know, it was very possible we would have went down. I don't know if it was game 2 or game 3, but it was very possible we would have went down either 2-0 or 2-1 to Philly. It was a close game. I can't remember which one it was. But if you go back and watch, Robert Horry saved us again. Go back and watch it. I wish I knew what game it was. But my point being, even with Shaq and Kobe playing well, they were still right there neck and neck with us. I think Horry hit 2 big shots to bail us out of that. But to your point, you can't ask him to do everything. We have tried multiple players on Jamal Murray. Vanderbilt, Austin Reeves, Dennis Schroeder. Hell, even LeBron James gave it a shot a couple times. We can't do nothing with him. It don't matter what we do. we cannot do nothing with them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just is what it is, man.
It is what it is.
You know, he's a Jamal. Listen, dude, we were talking about who's been the best player in the playoffs. Jimmy Butler. Let me get back to Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler has made every big play the Miami Heat have needed, and going all the way back to the play-in. When I say big play, see, this is what I mean. You got to watch the game. Everything don't show up on the stat sheet. I'm talking about taking a charge, deflecting a ball, getting a steal. Every big play, a play you need.
Making it difficult on a player so he rushes a pass and throws it to one of your guys, and then your teammate gets the steal.
Come on. Talk about it, bro. He is having one of the best playoff runs I have ever seen as far as a two-way player. He's giving it to you both. If they need a big shot, he gonna give it to you. And here's the funny part about it, and I told this to somebody, because you've been seeing all them talking through the regular season about how Joker is better than Shaq, Embiid is better than Shaq, Giannis is better than Shaq. It's had me going crazy. Bro, I asked somebody, I said, hey, do you not remember that Joel Embiid at one point was playing with this guy right here, Jimmy Butler? Do you remember that? I know it was a long time ago. I know he only played there for half a season, but they played together. If you go back and watch that Philly-Toronto series, that game 7 they went to, Jimmy Butler matched Kawhi Leonard shot for shot down the stretch in that game. Go back and watch it. That game, and even the announcer said it, this game is going to come down to whoever had the ball last. Go back and watch that game. Toronto, that's what makes that shot so iconic that he hit. That game literally came down to who had the ball last. Toronto had the ball last, and he barely made that shot. Jimmy Butler was carrying the Philadelphia 76ers. But the MVP is Joel Embiid right now. Does Joel Embiid look better than Jimmy Butler in these playoffs?
Hey, Lakes, you're making the shit crack. You got to calm down.
What did your doctor say?
Lakes, what did your doctor say? We getting up. Your doctor said, I'm swear to God, dude, if anybody know his wife, tell his wife or whatever, or grandma, or somebody in your family, nigga, need to tell you, you got to calm down, Lakes. You going to bust a blood vessel talking to these, what you call them, the GSPN lost niggas?
The lost niggas. Yeah.
Lost niggas. Yeah. I'm looking this shit up right now, too, bro. And, it's wild, because now I'm looking at what you're saying, and factually speaking, you give me a yes or a no. Jimmy Butler in these playoffs is putting up Michael Jordan numbers.
Man, listen! I've been telling these... Hey, I gotta calm down.
Yeah, you gotta calm down. You ain't got no weed, do you? You don't got no weed.
I'm eating the gummies right now.
Oh, ain't they wonderful?
Oh, my God, they're so good.
Oh, they so good. I had sour watermelon the other day. Let me tell you something, though. Be careful. You might have did this already. I eat one, right, and then I get the munchies. Now I'm going to taste something, so I eat more of them, and now they're fucked up, and I'm in the bathroom crying, telling God I don't want this.
Hey, I did that yesterday. I promise you. Because look. You know my birthday just passed, right?
Happy belated, you know, brother.
Right on. You know, niggas was, you know, they was showing me love. Like, they know what I want. So, you know, hey, man, here goes a little sack for you. Here goes some edibles for you. So I got all shit going on. So I told you I've been working like crazy. So I've been off the weekend. So yesterday, I'm like, shit, I'm about to get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I bought one in the morning. I roll one up. You know what I'm saying? I went out, cut the grass, you know, but I'm eating more of it. Oh, my God. I'm watching that Laker game, bro. High as a kite. About to shed a tear. Like, man, it's over with. It's over. It's over. I couldn't even. Then I watched the fight right after that. But, bro, it was like, bro, I could barely even. Because you know that edible high is so different, bro. It's like, I don't know. I can't even explain it, bro.
It's euphoric. It's fucking euphoric. I be on my tiptoes. I don't even think I'll be walking. I think I'll be gliding across wherever I gotta go for the day, nigga. I love them motherfuckers.
Yeah. That's what I'm on right now. That and a watermelon Red Bull. So I'm a little amped. But I have been telling people, listen, dog, I feel like I'm watching Michael Jordan reincarnated right now, bro. I don't care what nobody say. I'm watching them do it, bro. I'm talking about making big plays, bro. And this is funny you say that, bro, because the more I'm looking at this team, bro, some people may say I'm about to be disrespectful right now, but I'm not trying to be. Can you compare, like you just said, everybody got a job, right? Can you compare Bam Adebayo's job to Scottie Pippen's?
Okay, let me stop you right there.
I'm just asking the question, bro.
You can, his job.
Now, hold on. Let me say this because people are going to be like, man, like tripping. I do understand that one of them is a big man and one of them is a wing player. I understand that. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you, because you're going to piss me off. I'm going to give you some credit. I want to give you some credit, bro, because this is why I can, like, we be disagreeing on a lot of shit, but it's always respectful. But I can appreciate that you have a certain style of play that you can just appreciate. So when you talk about Michael Jordan, I can rock with it in the sense of Lakes ain't paying attention to the name and the guy that is. It could have been John Smith. If John Smith do what he just saw Michael Jordan do, Lakes would be in here talking about John Smith. Whoever do that, he gonna be talking about. Some people, and you know from being the GSP of lost niggas, that shit is crazy. But it's some people that it don't matter if you do exactly what the fuck Michael Jordan did. When he did it, it was nice. But when you do it, it ain't really a big deal. Like, you should be doing that. I mean, you've been playing. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of wild. It's a wild concept. I always try to figure it out psychologically. Like, why ain't that just, because, you know, I'm not asking you to get in this debate, but you can if you want to. The point that I be making about Donovan Mitchell, it's like...
Oh, and Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I ain't even going to include Kyrie or nobody else. Somebody said Jaylen Brown, too. It's like, you allowed to pick whoever you want. Ain't none of it definitive, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm not trying to debate it at this very moment, but I'm just saying, why is it when, if he scored 57 points in a playoff game, it don't mean nothing? Like, okay, he scored 57. Look at all only the names that mean something do that. You know what I'm saying? If I average more points than you, I'm averaging more points than you. I think what dudes say when they say, we all got the same schedules. The schedules that come on your TV, unless you paying for the league pass and all that, which we all got access to, the schedules that come on your TV locally is just that. That's the only reason I'm really a Bulls fan. Only reason I love the Pacers, because when I lived in Indiana, that's what I had to fucking watch all the goddamn time if I wanted to watch basketball.
And so, hold on. Let me say this. I don't lose your train of thought, but I want to say some people may not know in St. Louis, back in the day, we got the Chicago Bulls local games because that was the closest team to us. That in Indiana, but we got on WGN, we saw all the Bulls games.
All the Bulls games. I watched, my grandma watched Michael Jordan, nigga. I know she watched that shit. WGN channel 18.
Yep.
Clicking right on that. So, what the fuck, Lakes? God damn! You know I'm crazy as fuck.
You were saying when one person do it, it don't mean nothing.
Yeah. So if we looking at the shit, and like to your point, the box score does not tell everything. I'm not never saying it tell everything. But it's like, why if this dude scored 31 for the year and I scored 34 for the year and I say I'm a better scorer? No, you're not. It's like, let's look at the shooting percentages. Well, you shoot 49%, I shoot 48%, but I'm averaging more points. So, no way. It's like, it's wild to me. Not that I want you to agree with me, but like to act like there's nothing there that's not comparable. And you not getting the Utah Jazz games. Let's be factual. Ain't nobody there. The Utah Jazz games ain't coming on. You got to go. And Derek, shout out to Derek. I know he ain't in the group right now. Derek could tell you, I'm a motherfucker over the road. I was paying for the league pass. I sit in the truck driving 12 hours a day. Y'all have no fucking idea how many motherfucking basketball games I was watching. I don't know what y'all do for a living, but I know y'all don't get to sit and watch motherfucking basketball games all day.
Hell no, I don't. I get home in time to catch whoever's on TV, but my Lakers come on usually at about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Makes me sick sometimes, but that's the life I chose as a Laker fan, living in St. Louis, right? So it is what it is, you know. So, but that's
if y'all didn't have the right starter when y'all was getting y'all ass whooped and wasn't a starter, we saw something we ain't never saw in life. The Laker games didn't come on quite as much.
We still was on TV. We still was on every Christmas day. We still, but not like with LeBron. And hey, I did say, listen, we're going off topic, but I will say, it's a foul in there that will confirm it. I said LeBron resurrected the Lakers. I said that. And I mean it. He did, bro. He listen, I don't have to be a LeBron fan to admit that. It's factual. We are known for having the biggest stars in the game. That combination is a deadly combination, and LeBron knew that. See, I got a whole theory about why LeBron not only came to the Lakers, but why it was the biggest move in his career and why the championship he won with us is his most important. But I'll save that for another episode.
Oh, okay. We doing more episodes? Cliffhanger. Hey, look, let me ask you this, Lex, because we do gotta get ready to get out of here. With what you see, it's a very good free agent list out there.
I want Kyrie.
Whoa.
That's what I want, bro. I said it on the game thread. I want Kyrie, bro. Look, bro. I'm watching this series right now. We need somebody who can go get a basket when the offense starts to get stagnant. We don't have that right now. The closest thing we have is Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves is a very good player. Is he a player worth but what he's about to get on the open market this summer? Not to me. But I love Austin Reeves. He's a good player. But you see what Jamal Murray's doing? You see what Jimmy Butler is doing? That's what I'm talking about. When the offense is hurt and you are hurting for a basket, and this is a guard-heavy league, because some people be saying, what about AD? Listen, no team drops it down low to the – find me one team that does that. No team does that. Joel Embiid, the MVP, they don't even do that for him. No team – they probably should, but no team is a half-court – dropping down low, dribble, dribble, dribble. No, but this is a guards league, bro. This is a guard league. We don't have somebody when the offense broke down who can just get you one. That is what Kyrie Irving does.
And you trust him to not come with any
problem. Yeah, I don't care if he do. I don't care if he do. Because I'm going to tell you why. He's playing for money right now. Kyrie Irving is playing for a contract. the open market for Kyrie Irving is not about to be as big as he thinks. It's going to be tough for him to get what he's looking for. He's going to have to go through a year of proving himself. I want that year to be with us. You see what I'm saying?
Good. Wow, I like that. I like how you think. Yeah, look at what Kawhi did in his proving year.
Come on, bro.
Yep, come on. That's a good point. And that's all a good point. So you're saying if the Lakers get him, you are not suggesting that it be, bam, her go 5 years, Kyrie. You suggesting like
hell no.
1 year plus an option or
exactly. But it could be a fat contract though.
Right.
We'll pay you $30 million for this 1 year right now, homie. You can get a 30 piece now. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Because
there is some other guys out there though. Would you be against James Harden coming?
Yeah. I don't want James Harden. James Harden going back to Houston. All
that's
signs
the
are pointing
crazy,
to
that shit is crazy, bro. He misses holes. He ain't going down there for no. What are you going down there for, bro? He misses his hoes. Why did you even demand to leave and get the team all fucked up?
I'm gonna tell you what I think happened with James Harden, because I think people don't understand his thought process, and I'm gonna try to break it down.
I don't understand it. I have no understanding.
I'm gonna tell you what
it.
I think, bro. If you remember, see, I always try to put pieces together. If you remember, Kevin Durant and James Harden was working out in the summer together in L.A. or something like that. They started having a conversation about, hey, bro, you know, the Westbrook thing didn't work out. Hey, bro, you want to come to Brooklyn with me and Kyrie? Bro, I think you should win. We could win a championship together. I don't think Harden ever truly wanted to leave Houston until that moment. Like, damn, I probably could win a championship with this man. Because who has beaten them the last 2 years? The Warriors. Kevin Durant. So he's like, yeah, man, fuck it. I'll go do it. So he goes down there and he sees this is utter chaos. I don't want nothing to do with this. I got to get the fuck out of here. He didn't know he was walking into that. So, yeah. Who is the general manager over at Philly? Daryl Morey, the old GM of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having an issue with Ben Simmons at the same time. So, right. He already knows, like, damn, I know I can make that happen. You know what I'm saying? I just got to get out of here. I just got to get out of Brooklyn somehow. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. I think my point being, I think if he could, he would have went back to Houston after leaving Brooklyn, but he couldn't. There was no way for that to happen. You see what I'm saying? He only ever said, I would like to go to the Brooklyn Nets based off his relationship with Kevin Durant. I don't think he ever truly wanted to leave Houston in the first place, and I'm going to give you a couple reasons why. Number one, the Houston Rockets have a huge fan base in China due to Yao Ming. That's like their team. So he was making off-the-court money just playing for the Rockets that we don't even know nothing about. Number right. two, no state tax in Texas. Number three, they have cap space right now, and he's looking to get paid. The issue with Philly is he doesn't think they're going to max him out. Houston will. And number four, like you just said, he got family there. He's a legend there. Hey, man, sometimes y'all – and see, it's crazy that people don't think like this, but I do. As a player, I know you want to go to a game and feel like when you – after you're done, I'm at home. I can come mm-hmm. in this building anytime I want to. I can look up and see my jersey. This is my building. This is my home.
Mm-hmm.
Some players are not, like, and I thought about this the other day. Where is Carmelo Anthony's home? Is it Denver or New York? He went further with Denver.
Mm-hmm.
He had more success with Denver. But his home is New York. Let's just call it what it is. Where do we see him at?
Yep.
Where, when he go to a game just to watch, is he going to the Garden? The Nuggets are playing in the conference final. They let another man wear his number.
They let another man wear his number. He out there wearing that nigga number. That's wild.
Come on,
that,
bro.
That's a motherfucking yoke. But you know what, though? At the same time, to, you know, the Nuggets got every right to feel like, you know, bro, we would
walked out on it.
Yeah, you demanded it. Like, right now, you could have waited and just went later. And once we found that you're going to do, you know, we find out that you're going to do that, we got to trade you now. Because, shit, you finna get leave us with nothing. So I might as well get something, and that's what they did. Hey,
he not Orlando did that with Shaq. I feel like Shaq number should be retired in Orlando personally, but they don't. They haven't done it. They did.
Shaq wasn't really. He wasn't really there that long, though. Shaq wasn't in Orlando.
Hey, guess what? He was there longer than he was with Miami, and Miami retired his number.
Miami retired Michael Jordan's number.
They did. Why? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows
why. Why did they do that? Why did they do that, bro?
Pat Riley didn't even want to see that nigga number on the court no more. Fuck 23. LeBron, I'm wearing 6 next year. We should have knew.
Yeah, man. Hey, can we get this one topic in also before we leave? Because I want to get your thoughts on this. I actually want to hear what you got to say about this. Because I don't think you've spoke on it yet. But I will say this. Right now, GSPN. This man, Droop 314, Jamal Young.
Oh, shit.
He said, before the man even got drafted, he does not believe in Zion Williamson. He said that. And as of right now, he has been correct. Even though when he's on the court, he don't look bad. But he's never on the court. This nigga just do not play, bro. It's nothing to even discuss no more. We're talking about, listen, think about it like this. This man got drafted the same year as Ja Morant. Ja Morant is about to be out of the league, then back in the league before we even see Zion play a full season. That's how long Zion Williamson been in the league and we have not really seen him play. So I got to get your thoughts now on Victor Wembanyama. What do you think this guy is going to do in the league?
Listen, bro. I think he got the best possible setup that you could ask for because there ain't no pressure to win right now. You could put on his back because the Spurs are terrible. When you come into the Spurs, even, you know, as high as Tim Duncan may have been because they had lost and ended up getting him, they were still a good team. They had hella injuries that year. So everybody was coming back, and they was getting the top dog coming out of college. That's a little different. But when you come in like Kawhi, and this team got a history of winning recently, and we need you to do this, and we got to culture here and shut the fuck up, I think this dude got an ultimate opportunity to grow. San Antonio ain't no bad place. With as many distractions as a situation like when I was telling y'all before the Raiders got to Las Vegas, I said I don't like the idea of putting a bunch of young guys with money in a city like Las Vegas and asking them to win football games because there's so much other stuff to get into. I said that to say that I said that before Henry Ruggs did what he did, and you're gonna see other situations like that. It's not a good place for a young man. But San Antonio is. So I think he got every opportunity. I don't know what his height is, too. Skip and Shannon made a good point, bro. Like, I have been seeing different numbers on his fucking height when I looked in other places. I've seen 7'5", 7'3", 7'2". How tall is he? He hella tall. We know that.
I thought he was 7'1". I don't know.
See what I'm saying? Go check it out when you get a chance. You'll see a different height. Remember how you used to see early I said he used to fuck up with D-Wade and Kobe Bryant a lot. I've seen D Wade listed as tall as 6'5 before, and it's like, ain't no fucking way he's 6'5. He's more 6'3.
Nah, 6'3, 6'4, gotta be.
Somewhere in that range.
6'3 is what I think. He almost like a point guard size. I think him and Steph Curry is about the same size.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade may be a little taller, a little.
But I think yeah, he got every opportunity. But man,
I've watched tape on the guy. He looked good. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. You know, he looked real good. He can shoot, and see, that's really the key. This is a shooting league now. It's just like the NFL, bro. It's a passing league now. Teams they don't give a damn about a running back. That's like to become a, you know what I'm saying? We get anybody to do that because they're gonna play two of them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a passing league. This is a shooting league now. It's not a dump down low to your big man league. And here you have a big man who can shoot the ball. So man, it's gonna be really interesting to see this guy. But he got hops too.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy.
He don't got no, there's no fucking weight on him. He gonna have to do something about that.
Right. But I mean, you know, listen, if you look at Steph Curry when he came in the league to what he looked like right now, if you look at a Giannis to what he looks like right now, it's like night and day. You know what I'm saying?
KD ain't so much night and day. It's a big difference. I'm not trying to pretend KD ain't a big difference, but it's not so much night and day as theirs.
Right. I agree with that. Right, and we don't know, like, this guy. He looks like a more of a KD type guy where he's just naturally slim. But I'm going to say this. I don't know if going to San Antonio was the best spot for him like other people seem to think. Some people seem to think it's a match made in heaven. I'm under the impression I'm going to have to see because Pop is known for running a system. I don't know if this is the type of player who you can really put in a system. Maybe he's so young that maybe he, if you just teach him that and that's all he really knows in the pros.
Bro, he don't have all the help in the world, bro. Like, you got a trip off of it. It's a Euro League now, too. The Spurs got Ginobili on speed dial. They got motherfucking Tony Parker on speed dial. Tim Duncan at that height, all them fundamentals. David Robinson, Pop, and what I name of all these players I'm naming, these are a different level of discipline type players. He going in there as a young man. He ain't got no money. Now, maybe, you know, later on he might want to explore. He might leave San Antonio. He might not like it, like you said, with Kawhi. But as far as the opportunity of what you have to do with your skills and your size, you're right. He is a system player. Pops ain't just going to let you off the leash. You're going to be more like Michael Jordan when he was with Dean Smith than Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson.
That's what I'm getting at. Like,
yeah, I agree to that.
There are some players that you just got to let them. You got to let them. Like, LeBron to me is one of them players. You got to let him do what he do. You know, you can't try to conform him. But again, I could be, because you know, you could think of Kobe like that, like, okay, here's a guy you kind of just gotta let off the leash and let him go out there and go 8 for 20 some nights. But Kobe actually could play in the system. He played in the triangle system, so he could do both. So you know, this is a young cat. You know, he we're gonna see, man, because I mean, yeah, man, you want to talk about hype, man. They have hyped this guy up. There are trusted basketball scouts saying that if LeBron James at 19 or 18 when he came out was in the draft with him, he would go number two behind Victor. I'm like,
whoa.
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
I've heard that from a few different people.
Whoa, not if Cleveland had the first pick, especially still. Cleveland had the first pick in that draft,
right,
too.
They're going to take LeBron. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
anybody else.
Right.
Because he's
–
But let me slow down. What they're talking about is in this era. Maybe not in 2003. They're talking about in 2023.
Hey, man, you see what I'm saying? I'll tell you something wild. This ain't got nothing to do with that point, but I want to go back to something you said about fucking Zion and what I said about Zion, right? So, look, I play a whole lot. The only video game I play is NBA 2K. That's it. You look on there, you see me on there. I need to put a Drew 314. I'm going to do that today. But, So I got drafted by the fucking Warriors, bro. They draft me. I play a year there, win the championship, blah, blah, blah. So I'm a free agent after 1 year. I get somewhere to pick where I'm going to go. I go to fucking New Orleans, nigga, to play with Zion. Nigga, I still like old school basketball. I will pick and roll your ass to death with this big motherfucker. But in real life, he won't stay on the court. And, you know, they lost their point guard to us. But I still understand basketball to where even if I don't fuck with a player like that, for my benefit, I'm going to use this motherfucker how he's supposed to be used. But your boy Zion can't stay on the goddamn court. And I don't know, bro. I have faith. And I don't want you to kill me on this. If I say this, will you promise to hold it to the next episode?
All right, let's do it.
All right, so you promised to hold it to at least the next episode. Give me some time to prepare.
You got my word.
Okay. Next episode, we are going to have a discussion about Brandon Ingram.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
I can wait. I can wait. We don't even have to do it next episode. If you don't want to, we could do it. We could do it just some never if you want to. We ain't even got to do this shit.
I want Bub McFly on that episode. I want him to be on that episode.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I guess I got to be there too.
Yes, you do. I can't wait for that. I'm holding back a lot of things, but I'm going to let you talk. Go ahead, continue.
No, I ain't got much else to say. We're going to wrap it up. I want to make sure that I tell everybody, all the members, man, I appreciate y'all showing me love, because y'all know that Drew 314 shit don't got nothing to do with what we do over here at GSPN, and y'all still showing me love over there on that platform. Don't think I don't see it. And sometimes I see it very late, because that shit is not a brag, but that shit is very overwhelming with how much the messages and the DMs and all the shit that go on over there. So don't think I don't see y'all with that. And if y'all got something, if we gonna be doing this podcast again, man, y'all got something that y'all want to advertise or promote or anything. It's like GSPN got a league within a league, to where I'm not leaving this open to every member. But those, if you know, you know. you need something from Drew 314, I got you. You need a promotion on the podcast, I got you. Just hit me, let me know. If you can't get in touch with me, you can get in touch with somebody on GSPN that can get in touch with me very easily. So, Lakes, you got anything you want to add?
That was pretty good. I do want to ask this before we go. Who do you got tonight, Miami or Boston?
Oh, man. I got Jason Tatum.
Okay. So you don't got the Celtics, but you think JT gonna have a good game? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I gotta go with JT. I'm trying to rock with this. Before he was even a Celtic, I told y'all, I probably shouldn't say this in case they're listening, but the city of Boston got a certain class of people that treat me so poorly when I was up there. You've been to Boston, ain't you?
I have not.
You can, when I say, we live in Missouri, so, you know, it is what it is. But I've been everywhere, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, all some of the worst places for racism. And when I say that Boston treated me so motherfucking bad in several ways, I've only been to Boston like maybe four times, and I... 12 stories I could tell y'all. Like, that shit is crazy to where it's like, I gotta make sure I don't get arrested by the funny talking sandwich eating motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's like, I gotta try to root for this motherfucker because they got my guy. Anybody that's the hometown, I'm talking about you know, David Lee, motherfucking Larry right. Hughes, right. motherfucking right. Rush. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, not Rush.
I know what you're saying.
Maroney,
all of them.
Ezekiel, anybody that's from here, because we such a small place. I don't right. fuck with the Cowboys like that, even though they my little cousins. But I don't fuck with them like that. But Ezekiel Elliott, hey, man, that's my dog. Right. Why you letting my dog go? Let him get his money, nigga.
I'm happy he gone from there. I ain't going to even fake it.
Where is he at now, though?
Oh, shit, I don't know. Ezekiel Elliott ain't got signed?
Yeah, and look, don't get me started on the NFL. Cause I don't
shit, the Rams I'm... need to go get him. What's up? Bring him to the Rams.
He said, bring him to the Rams. You wasn't even mad they left because you like, fuck it, I already trip for L.A., so it ain't shit but a...
I was furious. Remember, I left and came back. But, hey, let me just say this. I got Miami tonight. I think they go up 3-0-2. And I think Miami and Denver are on a collision course to see each other in one of the lowest rated NBA finals in history, but I think they're going to have a great series. I do, and I got Miami. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, right? I'm not, because I don't think it's going to happen, and you already said you don't think it's going to happen. So we're not talking about that. But if it did happen, and the Lakers came back from 3-0 to beat Denver.
Stop right there. Stop right there, Drew. Stop right there, bro. I want to say this right now. For all of GSPN to hear, this is a great way to end it. I'm going to tell everybody right now. If the Los Angeles Lakers are able to win 4 straight games against these Denver Nuggets and go to the NBA Finals, I am putting LeBron over Michael Jordan. He is the undisputed GOAT. I'll say it right now.
Wow. That's a big – you don't even know how they won, nigga. What if he only
– It doesn't matter, bro. If they win 4 in a row and get to the finals after starting the season like 2-13, yeah, I'll put him over Jordan.